The goals just keep flying in, don't they? With five coming in what proved to be an emphatic win against Bristol Rovers on Saturday afternoon. Let's start by hearing from a man in form at the other end of the pitch, though, as Lucas Jensen kept his 17th, yes, 17th, clean sheet of the season. He was impressed by the performance of the whole squad at the LNER Stadium.
Yeah, what a team performance. I never thought we could score five goals against these ones, but we do our homework, and it's definitely shown on the pitch. I know you're saying 16 goals in three games, but I'm looking at the clean sheet. So we had two, but we could have three if we didn't concede against Barnsley. But if you look at the overall picture, I think we did a good job.
The intensity of the team, particularly in the last two games and that second half at Barnsley, really stands out. It must be something to be part of in those periods of games, that sort of first 20 minutes, 30 minutes today, and obviously the Cambridge game as well, the intensity you play with.
I think that's what, if you look from the outside, I think that's our structure, our everything, game plan, to actually go after teams and then just put loads of pressure on so they can't get out. We give them no time on the ball. So teams, if they want to come and play, then, well, they're in for a good roller coaster, because I think we do a good job of getting ball back straight away, and then we can put pressure on again. So put five past the Bristol Rovers side, that's only 8 points behind us, is a very good result.
I suppose it doesn't surprise you in some ways. You train with these players in the week.
I do, yeah. I think if you ask them, they'll say I'm very tough of them, because I don't think it's good enough just to concede one goal and then win 5-1, as we did against Barnsley. The clean sheets are for defenders and goalkeepers. So if we keep the ball out, that's a win for everyone.
Go on then, 6 out of 7.
Good numbers, isn't it? And 17 overall now. So we've got, 7-8 games left. So we'll see where that takes us.
And when Xhaka can't get back in the team, it tells you about your central defenders, doesn't it?
Xhaka is a very experienced player, and he's an unbelievable defender as well. So when he comes back, obviously he's getting subbed on at the moment, but it just shows the level we got at the moment. And we want to keep going, so we want to fight for every position. Obviously the outfield players want to do that, and that will just raise the standard for everyone. So I think that shows on the pitch.
It's almost in your own hands now. You might not have looked at the league table. Just 2 points for Oxford have won today. The other two have lost. Orient winning, also coming here on Good Friday. But it's almost in your own hands now.
It is, but isn't. We've still got to rely on other teams. But do you know what? If we keep it going, I'm sure we will get it. But like, that's probably a little bit optimistic, because you never know what's around the corner. So if we start to lose a game or draw a game, we might be even more points behind. So we've still got to rely on other teams. But I think we're in a good space at the moment.
Biggest attendance by home fans so far this season, just over the 9,000 mark.
Oh, they're unbelievable. They're so loud. I don't think you can tell how many fans there are, only if you look at the numbers. They sound like way more. Some of their away teams will have, when we played away, and they've had double the fans of ours, but ours are still louder than their fans. So I think they're doing an unbelievable job being a 12th man. And look how it turns out.
Yeah, Lucas clearly impressed by the support at the LNER then, as the Imps recorded their biggest home attendance of the season. Let's now hear from Michael Skubala, who started by complimenting his side's fast start.
I thought we started well again. You know, we talk about starting bright, talk about starting fast, and I think we were on the front foot, started really, really well. They're a good team. They're a really, really good team. It's a different game to Cambridge for me. They're a really good team with the ball. I thought the last 15, 20 minutes of the first half, we had to weather a bit. And then again, when we came out, sorted things out at half-time tactically, and I thought we came out good again, and good.
Once again, the intensity of your team really impresses.
Oh, they're good, you know. I think it's us, you know, it's us. That's what we are. And I just said to the boys, you know, this is what we do. And if you're going to come and play us, you know, you've got to be on it. And I thought, scoring five goals was fantastic.
And your captain getting one. I mean, he was brilliant defensively again. I lost count of how many headers he had, but getting his goal as well.
Yeah, I think today you saw us scoring goals, but I thought big man Lucas, we needed him in moments. I thought he was fantastic. You know, I thought he was fantastic for some big saves in the first half when the game got open. And I thought Pordy as well, winning headers, a tough test against their big number nine. But I think you see that those two bring their quality. And so we're talking about goals, but actually to get clean sheets in a game like that is not easy. And I thought those two were fantastic today.
Hat-trick for Joe Taylor. I think that's, if I remember rightly, that's six in the week, five in the week, six in the week, six in the week, isn't it? I've lost track myself. Six in the week. And he likes that little dink finish, doesn't he, over the keeper. But they were really poacher goals today, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know how many it is. You know, I don't. For me, it's up to them. But I just like, you know, people scoring goals and when they're in the right places. And Joe, at the minute, we're talking about where his position is and how he gets in behind. And yeah, he's improving all the time. And I think that's why he's here. That's why he came here. And I can think you see he's a real threat to anybody.
Obviously the blow about Ben Hassan, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I thought Jovan, I feel it's probably his best game for Lincoln City, certainly since Lincoln played at Leighton Orient. I thought he was very good for you today.
Yeah, it was fantastic again. I thought he was good when he came on the other night, again a different test, but I think you can see how Jovan can grow and where he can go, and I think he, you know, we've been patient and he's had to have tough times, but you know, he did brilliant again today.
The penalty didn't look like one to me.
I don't know, I've not seen it back. Yeah, it is what it is, right? It's a difficult couple of difficult things, but we have to go through bumps in the road. We have to make big saves if we're going to keep winning games.
I guess the yellow card sums up that you were frustrated by the decision, though.
That was for the bench being messy. I was frustrated, yes, but I was more frustrated. I thought at points the game was getting a little bit messy, and I thought it could have been managed a little bit better. Not us, them as well, and us. And I just thought I could see. Yeah, I could see things happening that I wasn't, you know, too pleased with.
You're going to have to do without Ethan for the Orient game. Is the frustration more the first yellow card for kicking the ball away when it wasn't really needed?
Yeah, but, you know, it's part of us, and, you know, it's part of what we're aggressive, and sometimes we make mistakes, and that's a mistake, but we have to go again. And like I say, if we go on, we're on a decent run, but I'm not sure. I think it's us now. This is us, how we play. And I think when people come in, you know, midfielders are going to have to come in and do their job in the next game, and we're going to try and find a way to win the next one. But we're going to have bumps in the road. If not having Ethan is a bit of a bump in the road, that's fine, because we're a good group and the group is solid. And when the bench comes on, you see how well they did with 10 men. Let's not forget, we saw a game out with 10 men and scored another goal. So I think it's one of those things that we have to stick together as a group, and the midfielders will be ready to come in and do the job.
Thanks for joining us as we reflected on a 5-star performance that extends City's unbeaten run to 13 games. Remember, the Imps are not in action next weekend, with the scheduled fixture against Oxford United being rearranged due to international call-ups. The next time you can join us is back at the LNER Stadium on Good Friday as we face Leighton Orient. You can secure your tickets now at eticketing.co.uk/imps.